44. Jesse and Molly sat at the conference table in the squad room. The sound of shouting and loud bad singing came from the four-cell jail wing. Hark, Jesse said. Drunk and disorderly, Molly said. On Front Street.
Today?
Jesse looked at his watch.
It's 10 in the morning, he said.
No time to waste, Molly said. Jesse nodded. Molly had a big yellow legal-sized pad of blue-lined paper in front of her.
Okay, he said. Here's what we've got. We know Florence Horvath was alive when she came up here first week in June. We can probably pin that down exactly if we need to.
Molly made a note. Jesse stood and walked the length of the squad room and looked out the back window at the public works garage behind the station.
And we know she was dead when she washed ashore the beginning of race week.
July 12th, Molly said.
Emmy says she's been in the water at least a couple of weeks, maybe longer, Jesse said. She was alive when she went in the water, but exact cause of death is uncertain due to the ratty condition of the body.
You have to say ratty?
Jesse turned and walked back the length of the room. We know she came up here at Darnell's request and on his dime. We know she knew Thomas Ralston. We know Ralston and Darnell are connected and a lot tighter than either would admit. Everybody has lied about who they know. We know that Florence made the sex video with the two guys who used to work on Darnell's boat. We know her twin sisters took the video. They said she told them that it was to make Darnell jealous because he had dumped her in favor of Blondie Martin. We know, because we checked the harbor registry, that both Darnell's boat and Ralston's boat were here in early June.
Jesse turned and walked back toward the window.
So where's the video? Molly said.
Jesse stopped.
The video?
She must have sent it to him, Molly said. What happened to it?
Destroyed it, Jesse said. It was incriminating to have, and he didn't know there were other copies. We know that there's some kind of high-tech sex thing going on between Ralston and Darnell, and we know they've recruited local and very young talent.
This is probably not the only place, Molly said.
Probably not. We'll see if Healy can help us with that.
Jesse continued to look at the public works garage. Along one side of the garage, snowplow blades were lined up waiting for winter. They looked like the skeletal remains of extinct beasts in the hot summer sun. We know both Darnell and Ralston have committed statutory rape, he said. And we're pretty sure we can convict them. Darnell, for sure. We've got him on tape. Ralston, too, if the kid will hold up in court.
And none of this tells us if either or both of them murdered Florence Horvath, Molly said.
Sad but true, Jesse said. He turned and began the trip back up the room toward Molly.
In fact, Molly said, we can't really prove that she was murdered at all.
She was murdered and Darnell was involved, Jesse said.
How about Ralston?
Yes, Jesse said.
Him too?
Yes.
You're so sure, Molly said.
I know them, Jesse said. I understand them. Darnell and Ralston killed her.
Together?
Don't know.
But you know they did.
Yes, Jesse said.
He was standing beside Molly. She looked up at him.
Intuition? She said.
I've been a cop for a long time, Jesse said.
There's something else, Molly said.
She had turned in her chair and was facing Jesse, looking up at him as he stood in front of her.
Maybe I'm a little bit like them, Jesse said.
The hell you are, Molly said.
Jesse shrugged.
I mean it, Molly said. You are in no way like either of those two scumbags.
Scumbags? Jesse said.
Strong language for a Catholic girl. Scumbags, Molly said. All of them. The men, the women, the damned victim, all of them. After I just talk about them, for God's sake, I feel like I should take a long shower.
We do know more about them than anyone would want, Jesse said. That's how murder investigations sometimes go. You accumulate evidence, and a lot of it makes you want to puke, and most of it doesn't solve your case.
So how are you going to solve this one?
Same old way, Jesse said. Keep asking. Keep pushing. Try to scare them. Maybe somebody will roll on somebody. Maybe somebody will do something stupid.
Little hard to get somebody to roll on a murder rap by threatening them with stat rape, Molly said.
You might if you were willing to let one of them walk, Jesse said.
Are you?
No, Jesse said.
Accomplice testimony doesn't get you anything in court anyway, Molly said.
Jesse sat on the edge of the conference table near Molly. Doesn't matter, Jesse said. I'm going to get them both.
They were quiet. Molly doodled a frowning happy face on her yellow pad. Jesse sat on the table edge and let his feet swing.
You and Jen okay? Molly said.
Yes.
Living together is okay?
Yes. So far.
God, you're cautious about this, Molly said.
I worry that I'll do it again, Jesse said.
Do what?
Whatever drove her away last time.
Maybe she did something, Molly said.
I mean, I know she did things, cheated on me and stuff, but what did I do to cause it?
Maybe nothing, Molly said. Maybe it was her fault.
Jesse shook his head.
Of course, Molly said. If it's her fault, you got no control over it. Your fault, you do. You can be very careful.
Jesse continued to look out the window. After a time, he said,
Thanks, Molly. And Molly left.